Third and 10, Chiefs at their own 47. Comes to the near side, pass is caught! Throw to Sir Kendrick West, catch made near side. A gain of 12 on a quick check down throw against the blitz. Patience shown by Alex Smith and Conley, a rookie. A gain of 25 yards on a deep crossing pattern. A little bit of a trick play as the Chiefs front. A quick jet sweep. Touchdown! Touchdown! Over the middle, he wants back for a touchdown! Kansas City!
Nice. Vast improvement in some key areas. Why the improvement?
You know, offensively, we've had a cohesiveness with our game plans, meaning there's been a lot of carryover from week to week. So the guys are very familiar with plays that we run against Minnesota, Pittsburgh, right into Detroit. So there's been that carryover, number one. And I think, too, this time of the season, you know, guys are starting to play better and execute better.
Nice job.
Improvement has been in some of the base subjects. This to be like math and science, and that is third down and red zone. Specifically in those areas, what has happened?
Well, I think number one, on third down, you're seeing a vast improvement on first and second down. We're staying out of those second long situations. That's been key. We're getting positive in the run game. You know, we're getting those plus three, plus four runs on first down, or if we have the option to throw it, again, we're getting increased value of those first and second down plays. Same with the red zone. You know, again, as we self-scout our offense, we come away with saying, hey, we got to push the ball towards the goal line. We got to cross the goal line with the football, and we're seeing our guys make plays.
A lot of people talk about the perimeter run game when they talk about offense. I want to ask you about your perimeter passing game. For the last four games, you're getting big plays or plus plays. Why has that been better?
It's a credit to the offensive line up front. The protection has been better. Guys understanding exactly the situation that we're trying to get done. The game situation, whether it's first down, second down, third down. You know, Alex is really feeling comfortable, I think, with Jeremy and Travis Kelce and even Chris Conley and Albert out there on the perimeter. You know, trusting them and knowing exactly where they're going to be. And then just, again, the execution of the playbook helps. When you can spread the defenses out and you can open up those natural running lanes by spreading out the defense, really helps guys like Sharkhandrick and some of those younger backs that we have, because those are the type of guys that are similar to Jamal in the fact that they're slasher type guys. The ability to do that and then throw it off of the run, that's been very successful for us, and that's something we got to continue now coming out of the break.
Great job.
On to Denver, and they've been the valedictorian of the NFL defensively here in the first half of the season. What about playing these guys this week?
Well, it's a great task. I mean, they're a great football team, and right now they're playing well because of their defense. And these guys are challenging, you know, offenses. They're a cover one team. They're creating interceptions and creating turnovers, putting pressure on the quarterback. They're a team that's going to get in your face and just say, come beat us. And they're playing with that swagger right now. And that's, you know, a tribute to them because that's where they are. It's a big task. But we've had our opportunities against them as well, whether it's there or here. We've had leads against them. So our guys, you know, are looking forward to it, looking forward to going over there and playing this football game. And hopefully we can right the ship against them.